Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Catch the NBA playoffs on Sling TV, the most flexible live TV streaming service, putting consumers in control to watch games their way with flexible subscriptions. Want to catch one game or a full series on ESPN? Grab a 1, 3, or 7-day pass. If you want to catch as many games as possible, get a monthly subscription with our ABC, NBC, and ESPN combo package. Either way, Sling lets you watch the playoffs your way with no long-term contracts. Learn more at sling.com.
The Burt Show.
Cassie needs to rent a Karen, and she might not have to look too far.
Yes, you know how the rent-a-cop is a thing? I want to rent a Karen, and there is someone inside the house who I think is a, you know, a burgeoning Karen who can help me out here, and that would be Abby, because your family has called you out for being, like, a pre-Karen, right?
They think I have, like, the equivalent of, like, pre-diabetes. I have, like, pre-Karen syndrome. You're not there yet, but you might want to watch your sugar intake.
PKS.
You're a KIT. You're a Karen in training.
Yes. Well, I'm trying not to be. They have seen some burgeoning Karen traits, and they're a little bit worried that I'm going to become, like, a raging woman with a Kate Gosselin haircut at some point.
Which, all of us in here, you told us those situations. Y'all can go listen to it on the Burt Show podcast, but we decided you're not a Karen. You were in the right. But I have an instance where not only could you go full Karen, you would be justified for doing it. Stay with me. It's going to get a little bit dark here. I'm not sad. I'm peeved. Everything is fine. I'm going to let you know that up front. Everything is fine. It's gravy now. Sort it out. But my mom passed a couple of weeks ago. And one of the things, this being like the first time a parent is passing or someone very close to us in the U.S., because the rest of my family is in the U.K. and things are slightly different. She passed. She wanted to be cremated. We cremated her. And then we were like, oh, we don't have an urn. We need somewhere to put her. And the guy who ran the funeral home was so nice. He's like, we've got some you can choose from. They're a few $100s, so you might as well just order one online and save some money. We'll take good care of your mom until you get it.
I was a little confused, like they gave you a sandwich bag or something.
No. They kept her there, right?
Okay.
So me being a dummy, I was like, I'll take the baggie and I'll like, I assume that's where they keep her and I'll put it in the urn. And like the looks of horror on my dad and sister's faces, I'm like, or you can keep her. That's fine.
Have you seen how expensive those things are?
Urns?
Yeah.
Yes, they can be like $500 or $600.
My dad is like in a cardboard box.
Oh my God.
I wasn't going to pay it, man. I'm like, no way.
Dude, you and my grandma would get along great when my grandpa died. She's like, can't we just put him in a cardboard box?
That's really
like,
what they gave
me. He's going to be burned anyway.
Yeah. And I still paid like $150 just for like that little cardboard cylinder he's in.
Man, put me in a Stanley Cup cola today.
Yeah. We'll make sure it gets engraved. We'll do an engraved Yeti for you.
Thank you.
So now I'm like, well, this is going to be my mom's resting place until we scatter her ashes. So I want it to be nice. So I'm looking at all these beautiful urns online and none of them feel quite right. And I'm sitting here. I'm like, I feel like I should have had this conversation with her, but that's an awkward conversation to be like, hey, can you choose your own death vessel so I don't have to? And finally, I find one on Etsy of all places, but it's someone who's a potter, they do pottery, right? They're a ceramic artist. And there's these gorgeous ceramic urns with like waves crashing over them in resin. It's like a piece of art. And my mom loves the beach. She wants to be scattered at the beach. We're even going to have her memorial service like in Florida. We've never lived there, but that's because that's where she felt the most at home. So I'm like, this is perfect. Gorgeous piece. And even after we scatter ashes, we can still have this piece of art in the house to represent her as like part of a memorial that my dad has set up in the house. And so I reach out, I'm looking at it and it's like, cool, delivery if you order will be late August. And I'm like, I am not letting my mother sit in a crematorium for like 3 months. Absolutely not. So I reach out to the artist directly and I'm like, hey, I just want to see if you have any in stock pieces. Like, I respect that these take a while to make. You got anything you can ship out now? My mom just passed. And she's like, oh, I'm so sorry. Yeah, here's what I have. And now I'm Googling, apparently you have to buy the right size of urn for how many pounds of body weight there are. Like, you just stuff you don't even know about. So I pick one and I'm like, what's the best way to get this? Do you want me to go ahead and purchase it through your website, like through your Etsy page? She's like, Venmo me. I'm like, awesome. What's your Venmo name? Silence. So I'm like, you know what, Cassie? You are the main character in your world. She may have things going on in her world. Let's give it a beat. So I wait 2 days, which I thought was good. And I hit her up again. I said, hey, I'm still really interested in this. If you hit me your Venmo with your Venmo name, I'll pay you right now. You know, here's my address. Silence. Nothing. She ghosted me.
What?
She straight up ghosted
me. On your mother's urn?
Are you really going to use that word for this situation?
Yes, I am. Because my mom is haunting her right now. My mom is whispering her in her ear, your buttery sucks. That one is ugly.
So I've only met your mother a handful of times, but I can so see her doing that.
So you want to rent out Abby here.
I want to rent a Karen or rent a Abby to write a scathing message that I can send to this Potter who ghosted me, because I don't mind if she is unable to fulfill the request. That's fine. I get it. People have lives, but I should not have been ghosted. I should have been told, like, hey, I'm sorry. Can't talk. Gotta go. Emergency. I at least deserved, when we're talking about my dead mother,
of course,
I deserved one closure message. Right. And yes, ghosting on a dead mother urn thing is really douchey. So if Abby, if you're open to it, if not, maybe someone else wants to volunteer, but I would like you to write a comedic, scathing Karen note that I can send to this Potter about ghosting me over my dead mother's urn.
I can absolutely do this. I have tons of repressed rage.
Buzz on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Remember when Jeff Bezos and Lauren Sanchez got married and we saw photos of Sydney Sweeney at the wedding and we were like,
what's the connection?
Why is Sydney Sweeney at this wedding? Well, now we finally know why. And there's a couple of reasons, but there is one main one that has finally, I think, gotten out. And a lot of people are starting to connect the dots. So, of course, she's a part of like Amazon MGM Studios. She has ties to that. But it looks like Jeff Bezos and his now wife, Lauren Sanchez, are investing in a new company, a new brand that Sydney Sweeney is launching. This is all through his $1 billion innovation fund. And he is helping her launch a lingerie brand, which, if you know anything about Sydney Sweeney, is very on brand. I feel like she always kind of leans into the male gaze. She recently did that soap where they were selling her bathwater, which I don't know how they can legally say that, because I'm sure her bathwater is not in the soap. I'm sure it's something they got off Alibaba.com and they're just rebranding it as Sydney Sweeney's bathwater.
Like, one of her, the accessory she always has for an outfit is her cleavage. Like, it's part of her persona at this point in time. Mm-hmm. She makes no apologies for it, and she shouldn't.
The boobs are the outfit.
Yeah.
And so, never noticed.
Yeah. No man ever when looking at a photo of Sydney Sweeney. But she just, she embraces that. So I could, like, her doing a lingerie line, and especially if it's like a push-up bra, totally see that. See, that makes total sense.
Everything about this wedding just absolutely drives me batty, man. The fact that this really isn't an intimate wedding for your friends and family, but it's also a business affair also. Mm-hmm. Look, I'm never going to have that kind of money, so I can't understand this. But having to invite people to your wedding, the most intimate of experiences, right? Just because it's a good business decision, just hits me in the wrong spot. And I think I might have said this off the air to you guys too, because I have found myself in this situation. Do you think, as I'm looking at all of the people and the 12 or 13 different outfits that they're all wearing over the weekend, and everybody's all glammed out and stuff, and there's so much plastic and nobody there really looks like a real person, do you think anybody had an epiphany while they were at the festivities going, what have we turned into? Who are we hanging with? And what have we turned into?
No, I'm just thrilled I'm in Italy.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
Nah. They probably just enjoying the lifestyle that they live in.
God, I would be sitting right in the middle of that, looking around going, is this who I am now?
The gift bags were $150,000. You're going to get that bag and go, man, wow, what have I turned? You're enjoying your free Sydney Sweeney lingerie and the free Veuve Clicquot or whatever they got going on.
Do you know who doesn't need a $150,000 gift bag? Everybody at that wedding.
Oprah. Leonardo DiCaprio.
They don't see it like that.
Kris Jenner.
Yeah, but now it makes a lot of sense because they had like a pajama party leading up to the wedding. So it's like, oh, now it feels like this is like a brand trip. But I honestly feel like it's a business decision to have all these people there. But I think it also speaks volumes about the fact that like you're inviting these business associates, these A-list business associates to your wedding. It's almost like you kind of need that that ego boost that you have all these A-listers coming to your wedding, you know?
But yeah, but to be fair, I can't believe I'm actually going to try to play devil's advocate here and be defense attorney. Yes. You and I
started for the rich.
Yeah, you and I started off as business associates and now we're best friends. And so, and I would come to your wedding and you came to mine.
I wouldn't invite you strictly because of business. That's and I don't think you...
But you're assuming. You're assuming that Jeff Bezos, you don't know how close they've gotten by working together. Like, maybe they are BFF.
Very close, apparently, considering it's a lingerie line.
I know how ridiculous that sounds, and there's probably no merit in what I'm saying, but it deserves to be thrown out there regardless.
That'd be true.
I am not joining you on compassionate Bezos Island.
Is non-existent.
And they also probably justify a lot of that stuff by like, because yes, they do some good. There's charitable donations, and when they posted about what they were going to do for the city of Venice, which I think was after the fact because of that really, really just invitation. But you know, I'm sure Kim Kardashian, as far as justifying this this lifestyle, she's like, yeah, but look what I'm doing for those who were wrongly convicted and incarcerated. And like,
what does that have to do with attending this wedding?
No. But just listen, as far as not just the wedding, but that lifestyle, you sit here and you're like, I'm not going to come down on myself for flying in a private jet. I'm not going to come down on myself for being on a yacht. I'm not going to come down on myself for attending a billionaire's wedding, because on the other hand, I'm doing all this good in the community as well. So it's like I can have a nice life and I can do some good. And I think that's how you resolve this extravagance, because you also know you are helping people out as well.
I agree with you. I think that is their mentality, but they're not helping enough. And I don't mean that they should do more. I mean, they are doing more harm than they are good. By flying in a private jet, that Kylie Jenner stat you threw out the other day, her flying in a private jet to Jeff Bezos' wedding was the equivalent of one person driving around the entire globe 3 times in a car. There is no way that she is offsetting the harm she's doing to the globe and honestly humanity. And that sounds drastic, but when you look at the big picture, that's it. Now, attending Jeff Bezos' wedding, I like don't care. Do your thing. Spend your money. It's good for the economy. I just wish if you were in a position to cure world hunger, wouldn't you do it?
Yeah.
Like, wouldn't everyone in this room, if you could fix world hunger by paying like $50 of your salary and keep everything else the same? You do it. He has the power.
Is there a person in here who's going to say no to that? I want to see it.
His name, he's not in here. His name is Jeff Bezos.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Oh, you just try it. You just try to out-dumb me. How far did you go in the wrong direction before you realized, oh my God. Oh my God. 1-855-BIRCHELL.
Are you back with some more buffoonery?
This time I was just the passenger of buffoonery. I was not the driver of buffoonery this time. So let me set the tone for you. So Sunday was my girlfriend's dad's birthday. So on Sunday, I went with Amanda and I went with her dad and Ace at a North Point church, which is in Alpharetta, right? And the plan was after that to come back down to Roswell, where Amanda was making lunch for her dad, and her sister and her brother were going to join us. So we go to North Point. We're having a great time. And because Jeff was going to be driving himself back down to Roswell, I just said, you know what? Why don't I just drive with Jeff and I'll see you guys down in Roswell? She's like, okay, great. So I get in the car with Jeff. He's driving. Noted. And we start talking about it, and I'm still in like the phase where I'm getting to know him, and I'm asking him questions about his life, and I'm still kissing his ass a lot.
I mean, it's a bold move to get in the car with your girlfriend's father on his birthday and ride with him rather than riding with somebody else.
Sure.
That's a baller move right there.
Here, I got him isolated. Mm-hmm. I can start to learn a little bit more about him, and that's exactly what we start doing. I ask him questions. He's answering them about his life and stuff like that, and I realize, I guess about 25 minutes going up north, on 400 as we're passing McFarland Parkway when we're supposed to be going down to Northridge. We're about 20 minutes north. And I say to him, Jeff, I think we're going the wrong way. So Amanda and her sister and brother are preparing this lunch, and we turn around, and I have to text her and go, hey, just want to let you know we're going to be about 45 minutes late because we went north when we should have gone south.
Mm-hmm.
All right, 45 minutes.
Well, now I know so where bad. She gets it from.
All right, so 1-855-BIRCHO. This is what I found online as I was looking for stories that make mine seem a little bit more digestible.
And I would like to know if these were like pre-GPS, yeah. pre-smartphone, like when we were printing off MapQuest directions and laying them in the passenger seat next to us.
MapQuest. Do you even know what MapQuest
yes,
is?
Yes, I know what MapQuest okay. is.
I got one for you too.
All right.
A friend of mine, this was a few months ago, he was coming back to Atlanta. I don't remember where he was coming from, but it was a road trip. He was with his daughter. And he put in his address, and apparently there is his exact address in another city that's not here. And so he saw it on his GPS that it was about a 3-hour drive, which seemed about right to him. But when he got about 45 minutes to an hour away from it, it didn't look familiar to him. So he knew something was wrong. So that was when he actually looked at the zip code and realized that he was going the wrong way the entire time.
Oh, man.
And now he was like 5.5 hours
no.
away from where he was trying to go.
No.
And he said it was the first time his daughter ever seen him cry. He just literally just cried in the car because he couldn't believe he did that.
You know what? I just was reminded of a second story of this as I was the passenger of buffoonery. Driving from Washington to Philly with some of my friends back when I was like 23, 24 years old, me passing out in the car while they were driving, it was at night. And then when I woke up, realized we were very close to New York. My friend had completely missed Philadelphia somehow, some way, and we were close to New York and had to do a U-turn in the middle of the night and go back to Philly.
Oh, my gosh. No.
All right, here is Amy. Good morning, Amy. You are part of the Burt Show. Hi.
Hello. So I'm originally from South Florida, and my girlfriend and I were about 16, and she was dating a guy, and we were getting ready to go down to the Keys. And he's like, here, take my car and go get an oil change. And this was when we had, like, the Nokia block cell phones. And so we have no idea where the hell we're at. We're in Coral Springs. We start driving. We miss an exit. We're not paying attention. All of a sudden, we're like, there's no exit anymore. And then all of a sudden, you remember back in the day when you would be roaming? I was like, we're roaming. I can't even call anybody right now. I'm going to get charged $5 a minute. We finally see an exit. We're in the middle of nowhere. If you drive, you know, the opposite direction, west in Florida, you're in the middle, I think it's Alligator Alley. And we get to a gas station. I'm like, hey, we're trying to get back to Coral Springs. And they're like, where's Coral Springs? I'm like, are you for real right now? And then we saw Alligator Beach, and I'm like, we're not in anymore.
Because of the phones, I missed all of that.
Yeah, I couldn't really catch it either.
She ended up in Alligator Alley, was nowhere near Coral Springs, Florida. TLDR.
How Thank far you. Is that?
Far.
This is what I caught online yesterday. I'm a long-haul truck driver. I got the address for delivery in Springfield, Ohio. I didn't load the exact address in my GPS, thinking as I got closer, I would do that. Well, once I got close to Springfield, Ohio, I entered the exact location, and it was to be delivered in Springfield, Missouri.
Mm.
600 miles off course, about 12 hours.
Oh my gosh. Nope.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of Springfields, man. You gotta be diligent about your Springfields.
Mm-hmm. And there's this beauty. I was a toll collector on the Massachusetts Turnpike, which is Interstate 90, for a summer in college. Working at the plaza where all traffic headed eastbound into Boston had to stop, turn in their ticket, and pay the relevant toll from where they hit on. Car with a family that had gotten on about 35 miles west of where I was asked me, how much further to Buffalo, the Buffalo airport? And he said, you mean the Boston airport, Logan? And she said, no, Buffalo. He says, Buffalo, New York? She says, yes. He says, You went the wrong way. Buffalo is west, so it's about 400 miles from where they got on the highway. They were on I-90, and Buffalo's airport is just off I-90, but they still didn't realize how far they were off. 400 miles.
That's, like, that makes me sick to my stomach.
Insane. Yeah, these are just going to pale in comparison. Hey, Isabella, good morning.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Good, thank you. What's up?
We drove coming home from my grandfather's funeral in South Carolina and got about 30 minutes from our house in Alpharetta and stopped and pulled off to eat dinner. And my mom got back on the highway the wrong direction, and we realized when we got to Lake Hartwell in South Carolina that we were driving the wrong direction. Oh,
you're in a completely different state. It's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
This will be our second confession this morning. The first happened earlier this morning when I had to confess that, because I'm an insecure little fella, that I was going through my girlfriend's DMs for no real reason at all. Mm-mm. But we're not done there. Mikey, Messy Mikey's back.
I think a confession and an apology are in order, and those are going to have to go out to Kristen's husband, Bart.
Oh, you don't want to cross this dude.
Well, Mikey, because you submitted this personal story and I put it on the schedule, I figure since you had an apology for Bart, Bart should be here for you to do it in person.
I knew this was gonna happen.
He's here.
So I hit up my husband and I said, think you will be able to make this happen. I know it's a pain, but it would be worth it because, you know, he's would have to swing by with Jimmy and come and then take Jimmy to camp.
Okay.
And he said, I'm not going to make it to studio.
All right.
But we moved the segment.
Uh-oh.
Because it was supposed to be earlier. So then I hit him up and I said, throwing this out there, segment got bumped. Want to swing by after you drop Jimmy off.
Is it here?
He said no. He literally just wrote the word no. And I just said, okay, love you, kissy face. So he was not here.
You got my heart going.
He didn't even want to get on the phone? No.
He almost pulled up the big boss man.
All right, so what do you have to apologize to my husband about?
All right, well,
he's very particular about his home, too.
There's been a couple times now. You guys have this apartment that it's an apartment, right?
Condo, yeah.
Condo. It flooded at one point, so he's had to tear everything out and renovate the whole thing. Mm-hmm. Is that correct?
That is correct. We had to, like, yeah, he literally had to go in and gut the entire place, and we are building it back from the studs.
So last time we were hauling sheetrock. Not fun. This time I was just putting like putty on baseboards. It was pretty simple.
So Bart will reach out to Mikey because, you know, Mikey is young and needs money.
Yeah.
So if he can throw you a couple of extra bucks, he knows you're a hard worker and he likes you. So he has offered you occasional like odd jobs for the condo.
Well, we'll see what happens after this.
This is news to me. You're a hard worker?
Oh, yeah. Huh. The hardest you see.
Oh, I was more shocked that Bart likes you. I'm still stuck on that.
Let me tell you guys, when we did 100 Days of Good Goes Round and Mikey and I created T&M Lawn Service, he didn't even take a break. I was in my car like every 10 minutes trying to cool off. I bet I took 10 breaks and he didn't take a single one.
Good for you.
Well, hard work worth doing is worth working hard or whatever they say.
Nailed it.
All right. So this time we're about 3 hours in. I'm like washing windows or something and I need to go to the bathroom. Now that I'm sitting here, I'm noticing I had no real reason to bring this to the table. I probably shouldn't have because it's pretty embarrassing. But I need to go to the bathroom. He asked me number one or number two. I said number one.
Bart asked you?
Wait, what? Well, okay. This is...
is there a reason that that matters? Okay.
Because he's redone the bathrooms. Like, literally, he's done everything. So I don't know if the toilets are hooked up or not.
Okay. Yeah. Got you.
So he was going to allow number one, but not number two.
Last time he made me go to the pool and...
And go number two?
Yeah, there's a bathroom at the pool.
What's going on over there, Kristen?
Go pee in the pool.
What's happening at this place?
If you're going to do number two, it has to go right in the filter.
Don't miss. You just
pull the trap up.
Yeah, you take that little white cover off. It works like a charm.
The condo is, when we do sell this, just so you know, it is conveniently located right next to a pool on the property.
It is nice. So I walk into this bathroom. Magnificent. He has done a fantastic job, because last time I was there, it was like cement floors and no walls.
Were you in the guest bath or were you in the primary bathroom?
The guest bath.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah. Very, very nice. Beautiful place. I was like, oh, I'm going to have myself a time in here. So, and you guys know I sit to pee often, but I never sit on another man's throne. That's part of my rules.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I'm standing.
So you got real toilet integrity.
Yeah, I do. I got morals. So,
where is this going?
All right, fellas, you got to be honest with me here.
Don't pull me in.
I need a real answer from you. Whenever you pee, does it ever come out in two streams?
Yes.
Yes.
Sure.
Okay. Yeah. I thought I had like a narrow urethra or something. All right. Yeah,
that's still pretty normal.
That's the worst, too, because you can't control it.
There's nothing you can do.
Okay.
It comes out kinda, like a split. Like,
split shot. Yeah.
But that happens to me after I get waxed, because everything's kind of stuck together a little bit. So when you go pee and it kind of goes like a sprayed hose, like it goes. Am I the only normal?
Quite possibly.
When it happens, though, you don't want anybody, like, you don't want to be at a urinal at work and somebody walk in, because what I do is I try and back up. I take about three steps back, so I'm kind of leaning in so it doesn't get all over your front of your pants.
So basically, what happens is I hit a split stream in there, and this is an up and down split stream. It's not side to side, so one is going directly into the toilet. One is spraying
the ceiling
everywhere. It wouldn't be a big problem if there was a bunch of toilet paper in there. Zero toilet paper.
Yeah.
You better take that shirt off, boy.
Yeah, well, pretty close. I was too embarrassed to walk out and be like, I went number one, but I still need toilet paper because I peed everywhere.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, we do have a four-year-old that has not perfected his aim. So we are very used to urine on the toilet seat.
That must be real comforting that you're being compared to a four-year-old right now.
Well, it wasn't just on the seat. It got in that little slot down on the toilet bowl.
You tainted our new toilet.
I know. I'm sorry. This is what this is all about, is an apology. So I had to get down there, and I didn't have much longer to work there. So I sat there, weighed all my options. I decided I got to just clean it all up with my shorts.
Oh, God.
And put the shorts back on.
Oh, my God. What? So you took your shorts or your underwear off?
I didn't take anything off. I just bent down.
So wait.
That somehow worse.
Really
You're
quick.
You're like a human shamwow.
Hold on. I need you to stand up and do a dramatic reenactment. Okay. You're staring.
Not the peeing part, Mikey.
No. Okay. So pretend like your chair is the toilet. All right.
All right. Well, the toilet was a little bit lower than this, which made it difficult.
Yes.
Okay. I hit a move like this here.
Okay, so you take a little bit of the bottom of your short with your hand, and you're wiping it with like a quarter of your short.
Yeah, something like that.
Okay.
Until that spot, until you need to move on to a new spot.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and then I just kept my distance from Bart for the rest of the day.
Oh, my God.
So you didn't tell him?
No.
I definitely wouldn't have told him.
Why would you?
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Do you feel better?
No. That was a stupid thing for me to do.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's Entertainment Buzz.
A spokesperson for Sesame Street definitely had their work cut out for them over the weekend because Elmo's Twitter account was hacked. And the things that people, whoever hacked the account, the things that they were saying on this account basically sounded like something you would see on a Kanye West Twitter feed. Like if I had to throw out names for who was going to hack Elmo's Twitter account based off the things that were said, Kanye West is a good choice.
Didn't the same thing happen with Twitter's AI a couple of weeks ago?
If it did, I didn't see it.
Remember.
Yeah. So, you know, Twitter has its own AI now, Grok or whatever it's called. It did the exact same thing. It started tweeting out on its own really nasty stuff.
Yeah, so basically this Twitter account had tons and tons of hate speech on it, all very shockingly from quote-unquote Elmo. But now a Sesame Street spokesperson is basically saying that it was briefly hacked and is now secured. And, of course, all of the tweets have been taken down, but screenshots, they are forever.
They are forever. What was Elmo saying?
I don't want to say it because someone's gonna clip it, and then I'm gonna get canceled.
Like racist and anti-Semitic stuff.
Mainly anti-Semitic stuff. Wow, like again, like it's basically if Kanye West has said it on Twitter, Elmo said it on Twitter.
Who would do that to Elmo? His reputation,
right?
Trying to
Elmo
take
doesn't
down.
Deserve that.
Not at all.
Elmo deserves better.
Did Elmo have an arch rival? He didn't, right?
Cookie Monster?
No. So.
Who would be enemies with Elmo?
Who would be enemies with Batman?
A lot of people.
Superman.
What? They're besties.
Oh, wait, yes, he does.
Shut he does.
So, again, this is just the AI. Line. This is the Google AI overview. I just said, does Elmo have an arch rival? Yes.
Yeah.
Elmo has faced various adversaries and rivals throughout his time on Sesame Street. You have Huxley, the greedy villain, is considered Elmo's arch nemesis in the movie The Adventures of Elmo in Grouchland. Huxley's goal is to steal all of Grouchland's property for himself. Then you have Rocco. This is Zoe's pet rock, and Elmo is notably frustrated by Zoe's insistence on treating Rocco like a sentient being.
Oh, a pet rock is his arch rival, just so I'm clear.
These tweets reek of Rocco.
Yeah. There's a 6-minute YouTube video of Rocco and Elmo having beef.
No.
Seriously? Rocco is the ops. Yeah.
Rocco is the oppo.
So there you go. All right. So yeah, it seems like it appears that somebody has now hacked Elmo's Twitter, but you know who has not hacked somebody's account? And I wish somebody would come out and say that this is not really her and it's actually her op, Britney Spears, because one of her most recent posts, again, of her doing those weird dances, you know how she puts her phone up and she kind of does like that weird high up tilt and then she like looks into the camera and you're like, this feels like a thread. She recently posted another video with this very bizarre caption that had a lot of people, including Child Protective Services, a little concerned. So she posts this video. Again, she's dancing. She's in a pink bathing suit and she's got like these high black boots on. And this is her exact caption. It says, I haven't worked out in years, so I put on this little pink one piece on and played. How are you beautiful people this morning? I need coffee. And I want to let you guys know I adopted a beautiful baby girl. Wink, wink, wink. Her name is Lennon London Spears. This is 30 seconds of my random silly workout. I hate working out, but 3 hours of my footage was all stolen. It kind of hurt my stomach to see it disappear because, well, I sweat my butt off and I have a white jacket on. Lennon today has an adorable dress. It says I'm new here, so please stop talking trash, America. I've decided to move to Italy.
It's a dog. She adopts like a new dog every other month.
So it's not like a real baby. It's a dog.
I don't know for sure. I haven't seen it, but my guess is it's a dog. She's got like a rotating cast of them.
But the picture, there's for some odd reason, she has a baby seat in the background of her video as she's dancing.
That's concerning.
Well, she was committing to the bit. She's so sad to me. It's just like holding on to, like somewhere in her head, holding on to any kind of celebrity and having to do videos like this. It's just sad to me.
Yeah, it is really sad. But I mean, hopefully she can get a handle on whatever is going on. I mean, I think we've been saying that for years, like, you know, free Britney and then don't feel free Britney. So at this point, someone just needs to take her phone away from her because it's a little jarring. All right, for more stories, head to the Burt Show podcast on your favorite listening platform.
It's the Burt Show.
If you're a woman in your 20s or 30s, there is one word you never want to hear from your friends and family. And that word is registry. Because you always click on it and you are always horrified at how expensive some of these stupid items are that your friends and your family need because they decided to get married and they decided to have a baby. And so this weekend, I'm going to what I believe might be my first baby shower, at least my first baby shower of someone who's in my generation. So it feels more of like a big deal because I'm like, oh, someone my age is procreating. That's weird. And it was planned. So I was like, you guys wanted this? So anyway, it's my cousin. She's having her baby. She's the one that got married last year. We're very excited. The baby's due in September. It's a girl. They're naming her Elle. We've done all the things. We're very excited with the gender reveal. And now it's time to actually get ready for the baby to come. So I'm flying down to Tampa this weekend. And of course, before you go to a baby shower, you don't want to show up empty-handed. You want to get something on the registry. And me, being a good cousin, wanting to spoil my first niece, I don't even know what you would call it, this baby that my cousin is happening to have, like whoever, whatever the title is for that, my first of that.
It's not your niece, because that would be only your brother's kids.
I think it's my second cousin.
Yeah.
I think that's what it is, but that doesn't feel right. I'm like, you're not my cousin. Well, it's just your cousin's kid. You wouldn't grow up with us.
Going.
You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't fit.
It's Lil Cuz, all right?
Lil Cuz.
Lil Cuz.
So Lil Cuz L is coming into the world in September, and I want to make sure I make a good first impression, because I am now going to be incredibly competitive at being the best of all the aunts, or whatever I am, the best second cousin. I want to be the second cousin, but first in your heart. You know what I mean? So I log
number
on.
Number two in the charts, number one in your heart.
Hell yeah, brother. So I look at the registry and I'm, you know, looking, I'm like, do I need to contribute to the diaper fund? Should I buy some bottles? And I'm looking at some of these items. I'm like, y'all are crazy. Some of this looks like it's nicer than the things in my apartment. Like, why is my couch cheaper than your baby Bressa or whatever that you need to purchase to make sure that the milk is at the correct temperature? Which I know is important because babies are fragile, but babies are kind of important. But it is just insane, some of the things that they're, not that they're specifically asking for, but I think just the industry has fueled mothers and fathers, new mothers and fathers, into thinking they need the stuff. Mm. So I thought we could play a fun game called Bougie or Baby. In this game, I will give you the name, price, and description of an item, and you have to tell me whether or not you think it's a bougie item for an adult or an item for a baby that is also conveniently bougie.
I'm adding this industry now to the list of industries that are complete racket.
Total racket.
Anything that is tied into deep emotion is it's a racket. We talked about death earlier, how much they charge for urns and stuff like that. Weddings, baby registries, it's all a racket.
I have a friend who is pregnant, having a baby, and I was looking through the registry, and, you know, I've seen a registry or two in my day. I love that this is your first experience with baby registry, and I can't wait to see what you think is ridiculous and what is not. But as I was looking through her registry, and I think parents and will get this, and especially moms, like, you look over the stuff that you thought you needed, and I can look over the list and be like, never use that, never use that, never use that, never use that, definitely never use those. But yet, there they are on the registry, because we've been taught you need that stuff.
It's also, like, weirdly intimate, too. Like, it's one thing to buy, like, an espresso machine when someone gets married, but the things that they put on the registry, like nipple covers, I'm like, I don't want to buy my cousin nipple covers.
Cause,
Like,
that's the thing?
Yeah, no, for sure, because, like, your boobs will leak, so you need to have covers to catch any, like, leakage. But there are certain things.
That and you can hand them down from generation to generation.
Oh, yeah, just keep going, huh?
You can. Some of them are machine washable.
Really?
Yeah.
Mine were.
Ooh, okay.
Don't you make that face. You literally drank her breast milk. Oh,
true.
Okay.
Like a kitty.
So don't be acting like it's all weird.
Gotcha. Now that you think of it, I got a craving again.
Deeply
and
uncomfortable.
And you haven't been sick since.
Right,
facts. I just want to go home. Okay, so the first item that was on the registry, it is the Cloud Island Plush Lounger in the color Ecru Sherpa. The price is $175. Wrap yourself in cloud-like comfort with this ultra-soft lounger designed for stylish rest and soothing neutral tones. Its sculpted silhouette and cozy Sherpa finish bring calm to any corner.
Bougie.
Bougie for sure.
Mm. Bougie.
Because I got a glider for the nursery, because that's important to have a chair where you can, you know, do feedings and whatnot.
Your hand motion is making me uncomfortable.
But that's the motion of the glider.
Important clarification point: is group gifting an option?
I'm sure it is, but I feel like I'm a grown adult. I want to give little cuz a gift from me. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, my mom and my dad are already going to buy something, so I'm gonna come in with my gift.
I kind of feel this is going to set the tone for future presents. Also, man, you can't come in too high on one of these. Are they going to expect that from this point forward?
Yeah, that's so true. I'm gonna go low.
Go low.
I'm gonna buy the nipple covers for $9.99. Show up. Enjoy.
I'm gonna go baby.
It's baby.
Woo! Baby.
Okay, the next one. Velvet footy pajamas for $290.
What? Come on. Is this even
indulgent,
a question here?
Indulgent, timeless, and touchably soft. These luxe velvet pajamas bring a whole new meaning to elevated loungewear with a tailored fit and gold hardware details that turn bedtime into a moment.
Come on.
Were these the same people that had that $300,000 wedding you were talking about earlier?
No, but theirs wasn't far off.
Okay.
Does this come with, like, an automatic acceptance to a college of your choice? Because that is ridiculous for something they'll wear for not even 3 months.
Yeah, it puts a deposit in the Common App. Bougie. It's baby.
No.
What? $290 velvet footy pajamas because apparently babies need to be runway ready.
Oh, shut up. That's like the stupidest purchase ever.
Okay, the next one, Goop. So this is, everyone knows Goop, mm-hmm. Gwyneth Paltrow's brand. Very fancy, very bougie. The Goop X Hatch Belly Oil. So they collaborated with that alarm clock hatch. $64, a silky botanical oil blend that nourishes and hydrates even the most sensitive skin.
Okay, so I had oil that I used on my belly for, you know, to prevent stretch marks, whatnot, and I would mix it with my lotion. So I'm going to say baby.
At this point, I'm going baby.
Baby.
It's bougie.
No!
Okay, the last one. Let me pick a good one. Okay. All right, the Hatch Rest Sound Machine with app control for $70. Wind down with customizable ambient sound, soft lighting, and seamless app integration. This design-forward device supports better sleep through intuitive tech and intentional routine.
That's a solid one right there.
Yep.
Yeah, every person needs to have a sound machine on their baby registry. That is an absolute must. Jimmy is four and still uses his. I say baby.
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 You guys got it right, baby.
All right. Finally.
This is The Bert Show.
So Jessica was listening last week. We have brought back a second date update. And she's like, oh, okay, I got one for you. And we are eager. Hey, Jessica.
Hey, how are you?
Good. All right. So tell us, is this a second date we're talking about? First date? How many dates?
No, we've only been on one date. That's the issue. I want a second date. So I'm confused.
Okay. Give us the details on, because he's just gone away.
Yeah, he's just gone away. Exactly. I just feel like I don't know what to think of what's happening right now. But yeah, so first date, his name is Drew, and he's a 32-year-old software engineer. We met on Hinge, and I decided what we should do, right? I thought, you know, for something different, we could go to a pottery class, you know, like Ghost. The movie goes
for a first date.
I think I like it. It's unique and it's different. It's not like typical. And you actually have an activity that you're doing together, a pottery class. I'm not mad at it.
I'm not mad at it either. Why you hate it so much?
I would have ghosted before the date. There's no way.
But you got against romance.
If that's what you're into, man, nah, this is never going to work. Go ahead.
No, I just, you know, I thought it would be cute. We could sit across from each other. We could create something. There's eye contact. It's not like a movie where we can't talk, you know?
Yeah.
So anyway, that's what I thought would be cool.
For me, a pottery class is the kind of date that says I'll go but I have to have sex after as a
isn't that every date?
Kinda, yeah, right. If I'm gonna do this, you need to do that for me.
Oh my gosh, what a trade-off.
Jessica, I don't, Bert jumped the rails a long time ago. I lost him earlier in the show. There's no hope in getting him back. So
go ahead.
Okay, anyway, so we had dinner afterwards. It was at a local tapas place. I thought the day went really, really well, you guys. Honestly, we hit it off right away. There was great conversation, lots of flirty on both our parts. I even did a little, you know, accidental hand touching over the clay. Oh my gosh, let me help you. It was very cute. Dinner was full of laughs, right? We shared some plates and... Listen, Mr. I expect something afterwards. There was enough chemistry that I was having my own expectations, okay? So I don't understand why he hasn't reached out for a second date. I'm stumped.
Okay, I get
it. I need a second date update.
All right, so Jessica, we do this time and time again, so I really need you to think from the moment you guys started this conversation on Hinge to the moment you parted ways, you can't think of anything that happened that would cause him not to reach out for a second date.
I promise you, I did all of the rest. I was on my best just behavior. You know, we show up as our representatives, and I was still me, but I definitely was fun and flirty and smart and comeback queen and all of the things, and he was delicious, so I don't get it. I really don't.
And I love your energy.
Mm-hmm. I thought about this a million... Thank you! And I thought about this again and again and again and again. I mean, you know how we do, girl.
Yeah.
I've gone down the rabbit hole a couple of times, like, wait, maybe it was the blah, blah, blah. But there's no blah, blah, blah. I don't know.
Mo, there's no blah, blah, blah.
There's no blah, 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 and I don't know what it is.
Maybe it's not something she did, but rather something she didn't do.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I'm joking about it.
But
it's
a first date.
I'm telling you right now, if you put this on the table for some guys, they're thinking in the back of their head, okay, if I endure a pottery class, in their head, they're like,
whatever.
I earned a longer night.
That is wild.
That is.
All men will not sign off on that.
I'm not saying all.
That's wild.
But I am saying.
Not your judge. Yeah, apparently, this guy's like, screw this creative. Let's just stuff our faces and love this.
All right.
What is wrong with the pottery class? I think it's very creative and fun.
Jessica, hold on one sec for us. Got to wrap up the show now, but we will record with him if he'll go on with us, and he'll tell you what I already told you.
This is The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.